こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、シンガポール国立大学が1158人の学生に忍耐強さの度合いを測るアンケートを行い、血液を分析してテロメアの長さを確認したところ、忍耐強くないせっかちな人の方がテロメアが短いことが分かりました。過去の研究でもせっかちや短気な人は高血圧になりやすいなど、健康への影響が確認されています。
Researchers from the National University of Singapore conducted a surveyevaluating the patience of 1,158 university students and found, after taking samples and analyzing their blood, that more impatient subjects had shorter telomeres. It has also been shown in previous studies that impatient people are more likely to have high blood pressure and other health problems.
そう、学生に100ドルもらえるとして、1ヶ月待てば101ドルになるよ、みたいな。待ちますか?それとも今もらえますかみたいな、
yeah.
ので101ドルから128ドルまでやってみて、どの辺でもらうかっていう、だから128ドルだったら待ってもいいかなみたいな人が一番、まあ、忍耐強くないっていう、この研究では。
But people could just do like a future value calculation and leave their personal patience out of it too, right?
Right.そう、これお金だからね、ちょっと難しくない?そのさ、今金銭的に余裕がある人の1ドルとない人の1ドルって違うじゃん。
Well, I may want my money delayed or paid or given to me in portions, not because of a patience thing, but just so I won't spend it. Right?
Well, you can't get it in portions. You either get $128 bucks now, or you get 128.
Well, I mean generally for like the lottery and stuff, this kind of comes up too.
Yeah. でもマイケルってせっかちの真逆だよね。
その You think so?
え、だってマイケルが焦ってるところ今まで一度も見たことないって、この間ちょうど考えてたんだよね。なんか、あ、遅れるとか、すでに遅れてるとかいう時でも結構普通にのんきりしてるし、でも逆に人が遅れてきても別に全然怒んないじゃん。
Yeah.
別に平気みたいな。
Well, I think a lot of that is just managing expectations rather than like a patience thing.
I guess so. I don't know. いや、なんかほら、普通は焦る時あるじゃん、誰でも。あ、やばいとかさ、あ、もう早くしなきゃみたいなのが、この何?知り合ってない5年以上経ってると思うけど、一回も見たことない。いつ焦るの、むしろ。
I don't know. I'm obviously biased. So、
right.
I don't really even see myself as being a patient person, or I think of a...
でも、ラッシュすることないでしょ。Like, I don't know.
I don't like being late. You know, I don't like being late.
Right.
But I don't like to rush things just not because I'm patient, because I don't think I make the best decisions when I'm impulsive. You know?
そうだよね。で、それをだから 150% 徹底してる人っていうのは、私は生まれてこの方マイケルしか見たことないもん。
I'm sure there's a lot of people that are way more patient than I am.
No way. Yeah. I'd be surprised. Maybe someone in your family, but not like
I can be really ADD about stuff, or really, it's difficult for certain things to hold my attention.
Right.
So if someone says like, oh, watch this video and it's 30 minutes long and I watch 5 minutes of it, I'm like, oh, this is...crappy.
そういう意味では
I'm out.
right. そっかそっか。でもほら、例えばレジとかに並んでてすごい時間かかったりしてイラッとするみたいなイライラはないでしょ。あんま想像できない。なんか早くしてみたいな人に。
I don't know how much people are bothered by that, like normally.
I think it really varies.
What about you? How do you think you're fairly impatient?
Now I think I'm pretty patient. 余裕があるから気持ちに、okay. すごい仕事忙しくて全然寝てないとかの時はさ、やっぱ余裕がないから、mm. もうみんなに何でもイライラするみたいな。
Sometimes when I'm trying to go to bed and I can't fall asleep for some reason,
yeah,
that drives me a little crazy.
Ah, それわかる。
And I'm like, I check the clock and I'm like, oh, it's gotten so late.
Yeah, that's.
I need to fall asleep now, but you know, even if I sleep now, it's only going to be, you know, this whole thing,
yeah,
the anxiety around. So there's a certain respect I have for people that when they want to go to bed, when they want to sleep, they can just sleep.
ね、羨ましいよね。でも私もずっとそうだったけど、人と寝るようになったら治ったよ。 Maybe you just need a girlfriend.
It reminds me, there's like a character in the first time I was exposed to that concept is this character in Initial D. Do you know what Initial D is?
Initial D.
Yeah.
Yeah, 知ってるよ。
Yeah, so there's like
this 峠の走り屋の漫画でしょ。
Yeah, I was super into that. But there's like this guy who like game plans stuff. Like,
okay.
He thinks of strategies a lot.
Yeah.
And so he gives very specific instructions to help people, like, win these races.
Okay.
But there's like, this scene where he can just sleep in a van, like, sitting up. And just, he's like, I'm going to bed. And a split second later, he's out. and so they're talking about how incredible his focus is.
Right, right, right.
His focus is so, like, he just does whatever he's going to do
yeah.
right then.
すごいね。
So I thought that was cool.
それは確かに羨ましい。いるよね、でもそういう人。
Yeah.
なんか喋ってたと思ったら寝てるみたいな。
But usually it's not people that are trying to sleep, it's just people that fall asleep everywhere.
Yeah. I guess. I don't really sleep at like unexpected locations anymore.
Yeah.
Like on a train とか、you know, in a club. I used to do that all the time.
A lot of that, I think, is not the person, but their lifestyle.
そうそうそう。本当それ。本当それ。だからこのせっかちな人っていうのも別にせっかちな人っていうよりも、まあそういう人もいるのかもしれないけど、環境によって、
It's not an innate thing, really.
そうそうそう。そうそう。生まれつきっていうよりかね、環境によってそうなっちゃってるっていう人も結構いると思うよね。
Yeah, because I think people can change their job and then they won't really be like that anymore.
そう。私も。
Or move to a different country.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this part that they thought was a piece of their personality
right.
just dissolves. It wasn't really part of them.
そうね。そう、だからやっぱなんか、日本でスキャンダルとかですごい叩かれてる芸能人とか、日本っていう島を一歩出た瞬間にもう超フリーダムだよ。
Yeah.
みんな引っ越しちゃえばいいのにと思うもんだから、
その
頑張んないで。
You step off the plane in the Bahamas or something, and none of that yeah. shit matters at all.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, bye. 終わり。
Yeah, so this telomere thing might want to explain what that is.
テロメアって前結構何回か出てきたよね、ポッドキャストでも。あの染色体の端っこについてるキャップみたいなやつで、細胞分裂するたびに短くなるんだよね。
Yeah.
だからそれが短いってことは寿命も自分自身の寿命も短くなっちゃうみたいな。
Well, they found that So there's this pill, this drug called TA65 that we've discussed a few times, but it's been found to lengthen the telomeres.
That's like cheating. Awesome.
But in experiments on mice, they found that it didn't make any of the mice live longer.
Oh.
It didn't work. However, they found that the...
Wait, so the mice telomere...became longer, but then they died anyway?
Yeah.
Or, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But they did find that various markers for health were better later in life. So the health span was improved. So the idea is if it works the same way with people as it does mice, then if you take TA65, then you will be biologically younger...at an older age.
Right.
But somehow it doesn't contribute to your lifespan.
でも最高じゃないそれ。
Yeah, but I mean, people want to live longer too. Because if you're old, it's like, okay, you're still going to die.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the other day, like, なんて言うんだろう、そういう風にどんどんテクノロジーが発達していって、
うん、
老化っていうものがなくなるとするじゃん、
うん、
その目に見えたり自分で感じる老化はないんだけど、でも死ぬのは80歳とか変わらないとして、今のネズミの話みたいに、うん、そっちの方が日々の生活は楽じゃん。でもまだまだなんか80なのに一晩中踊ってても平気みたいな体力があったら、逆に諦めきれなくて辛いのかな、逆に死ぬのが怖くなるのかな。
Yeah, I think dying's worse when you're younger.
そうか。
I don't know if it's just, I mean, maybe it's just an experience thing. Like, oh, I've done it all, so
yeah,
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
But if you...
Because we're already like that anyway, right?
Well, part
like,
of it is,
we're just chilling.
You know, your body deteriorates over time and more and more things stop working and everything hurts and it starts to become kind of miserable and you're just like...All right, already. All right.
そうだね。Enough.
Enough.
その方がいいのかな。結局難しいよね。
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's some interesting advancements in this area. A lot of people don't want to die.
Right. 次、中国の国務院は都市計画の新ガイドラインを公開し、今後経済的、機能的、景観的、環境的に特にメリットのない変な形の建物を建てることを禁止すると発表しました。過去数十年間、国の発展とともに中国では斬新な形の建物が次々と建設され、建築家の遊び場と呼ばれてきました。北京にある国営テレビ局は、ズボンのような形状から地元民の間ででかいパンツと呼ばれており、他にもギターや宇宙船の形をした建物などが建っています。また人民日報の本社が男性器の形に見えるとして話題になりました。新ガイドラインではこのほか、ゲイレコミュニティーズも今後は廃止していき、既存のものについては歩行者と車に開放すると記載されています。
China's State Council has issued new building guidelines prohibiting the construction of bizarre architecture that is seen to be without practical merit and promoting as well as these guidelines are promoting the construction of buildings that are economic, green, and beautiful. The new policies aim to limit the construction of buildings like the state-run television station building in Beijing, which resembles a large pair of pants. The building has been nicknamed Big Pants by locals. Other strange architecture includes a building which resembles a guitar, one that looks like a spaceship, and the architecture of the People's Daily Headquarters, which went viral after it was pointed out that it resembles a male penis. In addition to these architectural restrictions, the new guidelines will prohibit the construction of gated communities and eventually open up existing gated communities to pedestrians and passing vehicles.
ピーナスっていう言葉久しぶりに出てきたね、バイリンガ
ル。 Yeah, that's what I was laughing about. I was wondering like how many of our episodes have the word penis in them.
Yeah, we love talking about it for some reason. あの、ゲイレコミュニティって日本語でなんて言えばいいか分かんなくて英語のまんまにしちゃったんだけど、あの、都心に住んでる人だったら分かってくれると思うんだけど、アメリカ大使館の人が住んでるとこあるじゃん、赤坂に。
Mm-hmm.
あれだよね。あんまり日本で見ないね。ベトナムとかもあったけど、アジアでは、まあアメリカとか、あの欧米で国が大きいとこ行くとよくある、その集合住宅地みたいな感じで、あのなんだけど塀が張り巡らされていて、入り口にセキュリティがあって、車もあのセキュリティ入らないと通れないみたいな。ハワイとかもね、コンドミニアムとかはそういう作りになってたりするけど。
いや、Yeah, it's sort of like a resort.
そうね、そう。で、そこに住んでる。
Yeah, the resident, the living area of a resort.
そう。で、まあお金持ちの人とかがそれをどんどん中国で建ててたらしいんだけど、それを廃止するっていうのは結構面白いよね。国としてやめたいみたいな。
What do you think about gated communities? Like, how do you feel about them?
I don't know. I like it. I feel like it's the same as the apartment security in Japan, like those tall buildings.
But for houses.
Buildings. Yeah.
Hmm.
あの、コロンビアに行った時も、そのゲイレコミュニティのところに家があって、そこに泊まってたんだけど、あの、 治安が悪いところはやっぱりそういうのがあった方が安心だよね。
Mm, I guess so. But part of me thinks it's like...
Pretentious?
Well, it's definitely pretentious. There's no doubt about that. But part of me thinks that it's almost like privatized segregation in a way. There's something that's...
But to me, it's kind of like... It's just like locking your door, you know?
Well, you can't... But it's a community. It's a whole like little compound of rich people that don't want poor people to be able to walk past their house is what it is.
Is it? Like Isn't always? It? I don't know.
Isn't that like the whole Trayvon thing was sort of like that too? Like Trayvon I went guess. Near a gated community. So one of these guys is like...
Well, honestly, to be honest, I don't really know the gated community situation in the States. Like
well, me neither.
Demography and everything. So... でもそうそうそれをでも国として廃止するっていうのも面白いし、まあ、この変な形の建物を禁止するっていうのも正直細かいクライテリアが書いてないんだって、
mm.
でその変かどうかっていうのはさまあまあ主観も入るから、
yeah.
それをどういうふうに規制するのかちょっとよくわかんないけど
Yeah You know one thing about the gated communities is that it sort of removesthe pressure to improve the equity of that the greater community, the equality of the greater community. If we can just put a gate up, then it's okay if these people are in poverty. It's okay that these people are struggling because they can't mess with us because we've got gates and I drive a fortified Benz or what, you know, it's...
Right.
If you have it more open, then you kind of encourages the larger community to be more... It encourages more equality, I think.
Hmm.
And I don't know if you should make it
illegal
to have a gated
yeah.
community,
yeah.
but I think having a gated community is sort of...Bad taste.
Hmm. まあなんか何かを解決するためのものでは何ロングタームで解決するためのものではないもんね確実に多分その今、mm-hmm. 今セキュリティが欲しいっていうことでとりあえずここにみたいなことじゃん、
yeah.
So I did feel safe in Colombia when I was staying in the gated community So I won't complain but
Yeah and there's a lot of inequality in Colombia
Oh yeah for sure
That is Not helped by the existence of gated communities at all.
このピニスの形の建物ね、本当にピニスに見えたよ。
What is the Asahi のそのゴールデンうんこのビールあるじゃん。
はいはいはい。
It's some beer.
あれな、ビールの会社なんだっけ？忘れちゃった。黄色いっていうか金色のうんこね。
Yeah, it's like...
あれどこにあるんだっけ? あれは、あの...
Where was it? But I always thought... I always see it.
あれ高速道路から見えるよね。
Yeah, yeah. I like look over and I'm sure people have crashed and died because they were distracted by that golden...
やめて。あれもね、不思議な。あれよね。
That's in there. That's in the running with these Chinese buildings, I think, for sure.
そうだね。でもあれは一応さ、ただの飾りであって、別に建物自体が変な形ではないじゃん。
No, the building is weird too.
そうだっけ
Yeah.
もう全然覚えてない。ちっちゃい時よく見てね。笑ってたけどさ。
It's like top heavy or something. It's like wider at top than at the bottom.
Huh.
Isn't it?
Interesting. でも中国のやつは結構本当にそういう形に見えるとかじゃなくてもうガチでギターの形の建物なの、
mm.
どっからどう見てもギターみたいな、
yeah.
それはさすがに珍しいよね面白いよね
It's a weird thing to regulate though Like no your、
ね、
building can't look like that Because、
ね、
its symbolic image is like infecting our minds, and we can't allow that.
Yeah.
We don't want to see this. but they have a lot of regulations like that in the United States, in neighborhoods where all the houses have to look the same.
You can't, right.
You have to make sure your grass is a...
何センチとか?
Yeah, you can't just plant whatever grass you want.
まあ、景観法みたいなどこにでもあるもんね。京都とか、まあ、ヨーロッパなんてみんなそうだし。でも、そうね。変な形がダメっていうのはちょっと珍しいね。
I kind of like the weird buildings, though. It's...Just don't make them look like pants. Just do something cool.
Or a penis.
Yeah, like, it's not the weirdness that's bad. It's that it looks like a penis. That's sort of, you know.
It's all about the taste, I guess.
Questionable.
次。デューク大学の研究チームが1億ドル以上の興行成績を記録し、社会的階層が出てくる32本のファミリー向け映画を分析しました。その結果 56% のキャラクターが上流階級または上層の中流階級に 属していました。仮想階級のキャラクターが出てきたとしても貧困による苦難などはほとんど描かれていませんでした。また白雪姫の小人や美女と野獣の召使いなど労働階級に属するキャラクターは強固なコミュニティを形成していて、そこに上の階級のキャラクターが進んで入っていくというパターンも見られ、こうした映画が社会的な階層を正当化し、貧困による苦難を大したことがないものとしているほか、上の階層に行くことをいかにも簡単なことのように描いているとチームは指摘しています。
A research team at Duke University conducted a study of 32 family-oriented movies that grossed over $100 million and had a plot involving social classes.The researchers found that 56% of the characters were members of the upper or upper middle class, and in films that featured a member of the lower class, generally, the hardships of poverty were downplayed. Furthermore, characters like the dwarves in Snow White and the servants in Beauty and the Beast are generally shown to be part of tight-knit supportive communities, and oftentimes higher-class individuals will voluntarily join members of a lower-class community without any of the realities of such a situation coming into play.The researchers point out that this pattern in films validates social hierarchies and downplays the struggles of the lower class and the difficulties of rising out of poverty.
そう、まあ、白雪姫の小人なんてね、仕事が好きって歌ってるぐらいだから、全然苦しんでない。So, 大人になってみると結構ディズニー映画もツッコミどころが満載だよね。あの、最近、去年ぐらい美女と野獣 Beauty and the Beast を見たのね、久しぶりに。そしたら結構びっくりした。なんか主人公の女の子覚えてたより性格悪いと思って、なんか she's singing in the beginning in the town、
yeah.
and there are like so many town people around her and she's like there must be more than this provincial lifeって literally に言ってんのね。田舎のど真ん中で田舎をディスってるみたいな。
Yeah.
で自分にはなんていうの、もっといいところがあるみたいな、自分はこんなんじゃもったいないみたいなことをめっちゃ大きい声で言ってるの、とか結構そのこれはどういうつもりで子供を見てたのかなみたいなさ。
Well, it's interesting that you say that. I think going back and watching a movie like that thatfrom your childhood that you remember reveals what has changed about yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So you kind of see where you are or the way that you take things in.
まあ子供の時何も分かんないで見てるからね。これが変だとかって思わないけど。
The movie is exactly the same.
そう。だからリトルマーメイドとかね、今見るともうアリエルちょっと頭おかしい。Like, 最高だよ、本当に。一回しか見てないだけでもうI'm in love みたいな、ちょっと落ち着こうみたいなさ、これをお手本としてはいけないじゃんあのちっちゃい女の子たちがさ、恋愛ってこういうものなんだみたいなにしちゃいけない例だなとかね、いろいろ思ったり。
I think a lot of those movies try to be sort of aspirational.
Yeah.
They try like there's got to be more than this, you know? It's like trying to appeal to this
desire
to rise.
Yeah, but then the thing is that these girls don't really do much.
Yeah.
You know, 別に何も知ってない。だって、何、野獣に捕まっちゃって、なんか、キャーってしてる間に、ちょっと野獣が優しくなってきて、はい、一気に、急に田舎の娘から姫になるとかさ、まあ、シンデレラも待ってたら、チャンスが舞い降りてきたみたいな。だからそういう、なんだろう、こう、女性がみんな頑張ろうねって言うんでもないし、みたいなね。なんかディズニー見て育ってディズニー大好きだから自分も子供に見せるかなと思ったけど、よくよく見て大人になってから見ると、いやこれライオンキングは別だけどね。
Yeah,
That's a good one.
Don't touch Lion King.
Yeah, no one disses Lion King.
で
もアラジンとかもさ、なんていうの、姫に自分が王子だっていうことを思いっきり嘘つくのに、その嘘ついたコンセクエンスが何もなく、そのまま幸せになる。
You know, part of me just thinks like, I don't want movies to be made like tailored with these values instilled in them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kind of want people to just make movies, and if there's a story.You know, just tell the story.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to give all the right messages. And,
right.
And just let people sort of decide among all of the stuff what they're going to show to their children. And that's going to depend on what kind of people they are. And...
そうね。まあ、ディズニーみたいにそういう昔の童話とかを元にしてるやつは、まあ、そうはいかないけどね、確かに、
yeah.
そのメッセージがあるものっていうことで作ってるから。
But、
でも、
yeah,
確かに。
That being said, I think it is good to have、an awareness of the values that they might be、
yeah.
Putting in people's minds.
What I thought interesting that I heard like a couple years ago was、Finding Nemo ってあるじゃん、ニモ。Mm-hmm. なんか隠れクマの実っていう魚じゃん、あれって。
Mm-hmm.
で隠れクマの実ってメスが死んじゃうとオスがメスになるんだって、
right.
だから周りにメイトできる交配できるメスがいなくなると自分の子供と交配するんだって、
hmm.
だからあれはお母さんがいないじゃん、でお母さんが死んじゃってお父さんが一生懸命息子を探し回る話じゃん、
right.
だからあれは交配するために探してるんだよみたいなのを書いてる人がいて、すごい一気に怖い話になったなみたいな。
Is that accurate? I mean, is that...
It was everywhere. It was like a meme. So hopefully it's correct.
I can appreciate that.
I guess. It's like a...
But it's weird to humanize this fish so much and yet...the plot is a completely inhuman biological pursuit.
そうだね。そうだね。
But it's like, where, you know, I don't know what they're saying. Like, where's Nemo? Wait,
I guess.
I thought Nemo was the main fish. They're looking for Nemo.
Yeah, they're looking for Nemo. The dad is、
obvious.
Looking for Nemo. Yeah, it's called Finding Nemo.
Yeah,
like, hello.、
Obvious.
そうディズニーね大好きだったんだけどね、ピーターパンとかもさ突っ込んでる動画 YouTube にあってすごいよ今見ると、mm-hmm. 人種差別とか、まあ、ピーターパン自体がさ夢の国に連れてってあげるって言って安全なベッドルームからあんな危ない世界にさ、yeah. ワニもいるし海賊もいて殺されそうになったりするわけだからちょっと怖いよね。
well, All the cartoons were racist and they would blatantly、yeah. inject racist propaganda into
yeah,
cartoons、
ね、
like Bugs Bunny or
yeah, ワンワン物語とかもすごいよ。なんかシャム猫が2匹出てきて、they're so mean、mm. すごい性格悪いので、
yeah.
中国っぽい音楽が流れてきてすごい目が細いみたいな、もうこれひどい今見たらもう、
yeah.
昔だからできたことだよね、もう今やったら思いっきり。
There's like this one song. There's like this one really typical.Like stereotypical song that they play when anything's Japanese.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like this, like on the koto or something. I don't know.
Ah, okoto no.
I don't know.
Right.
There's like a really stereotype. For a while, it was like anything Japanese came up on TV, they would play the fucking song. It's weird. Wow. They would have like racist propaganda. There's a lot of racist propaganda against Japanese in the old cartoons.
すごいもんね。昔の日本人を描いた絵とかさ、超出っ歯でみんな目がほとんどなくて眼鏡かけてるみたいな。
Yeah, yeah.
逆にこういう人見たことないんだけどみたいなさ。
Well, I've seen a couple, but they're not, you know, it's not, by no means is it everyone or even...
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, 日本が白人やるときもさ、JAL だっけ、なんだっけ、CM であったじゃん、怒られたやつ、海外から。つけ話で、金パみたいな。
Yeah.
あれも、ああいう人そんなにないよ、逆に、みたいな。まあ、イメージだからね。偏見というか、実際の知識に基づいてるわけじゃないから。
Oh, for a while, all the white guys had like blonde hair and the chiseled jaw and they all looked the same and
yeah,
blue eyes. It's like that. White guys in cartoons were like the Aryan race, like SS or something.
Yeah. そうね。日本人の絵本当すごいよね。And they all look the same.
Yeah. 次。In a study published in the journal Intelligence...Researchers had university students evaluate a series of stories involving people doing stupid things, as gathered using search terms like stupid things to do. They rated the stories based on the responsibility of the people involved, how the situation influenced those people, and the seriousness of the consequences of what happened, as well as other factors. Following an analysis of the results, the researchers found that the mistakes more or less fit into one of three categories.The first is when a person's confidence is beyond their skill. This dynamic is known as the Dunning-Kruger effect, named after social psychologists who found that often the worst performers fail to identify the flaws in their own thinking, resulting in an overestimation of their ability. The second kind of stupid behavior involves impulsive decision-making. This simply means acting without giving yourself the opportunity to think things through.Finally, the third category is stupid mistakes that occur as a result of not paying attention. One example of this would be an athlete running the wrong direction on the field.
学会誌ジャーナルインテリジェンスに掲載された研究で、ネット上にある人間がしでかしたおバカな失敗についての数々のエピソードを、誰のせいで何が起きてどういう結果になってしまったのか、など様々な要素をもとに分析したところ、人がおバカな失敗をしでかす要因は大体3つに分けられることが分かりました。1つ目は自分の能力を超えて過剰に自信満々な場合。これはダニング・クルーガー効果と呼ばれ、能力がない人ほど自分の思考の欠点に気づけず自らの能力を過大評価してしまうという現象です。2つ目は突発的に何かを決めた場合。これは単純に自分に考える時間を与えずにとりあえず行動してしまった場合のことです。3つ目は注意深さが足りない場合。サッカー選手が思いっきりオンゴールを打ってしまう時などがいい例です。
Yep.
面白いね。
So the first one, the Dunning-Kruger effect, was rated as being the stupidest.
Okay.
So part of this study is seeing what people consider stupid.
Okay.
Not just what's involved in making stupid decisions, but actually seeing how people generally categorize these things.
Because
they ask these people to evaluate these scenarios.
Right.
To get some insight into like why we think this is stupid or why...Like this happened, why is this stupid, but this also happened? Like, which one is considered more stupid?
Right.
So running the wrong direction on a field isn't considered stupid, like as stupid.
Right.
Because you're just not paying attention.
Right.
Like you could be Einstein, but you know, if you're not paying attention, it doesn't matter.
そういう意味ね。
Right.
Intelligence 的には関係ないからってことか。
But overestimating your own abilities,
はインテリジェンスに関係あるもんね、若干、多分、そうだね。
And that's based on Dunning and Kruger were these psychologists who did a study where they found that people who scored in the lowest percentiles would think that they did better than the people who did better than them, who, who had a more accurate assessment of their own performance. So it's like their incompetence has led to them not being able to understand how poorly they really did. Which is kind of sad.
そうだね。でもほら、あの、何、受験勉強の時とかの模擬試験とかもそうだもんね。できてない時ほど、あ、できたって思ってて、できてる時は自分で何ができてないとかが分かっちゃうから、あ、できてないって思っちゃうっていう。
And people who do really well often underestimate themselves. They're like, oh, I totally blew it. Like, I totally... And then they get it back. It's like, a, you know,
yeah,
92%,
totally
you're chilling.
Yeah.
Relax.
そうだね。そっか。何がおバカな失敗で何がおバカじゃないかっていうことか。
Yeah.
突発的に何か。
Yeah, the impulsive decision making is slightly more stupid than...not paying attention.
Right.
But not as stupid as the first one. According to the respondents. And a good example of that would be Anthony Weiner tweeting a photo of
his. Right. それは3つ目だよね。だから注意深さが足りない。
Well, no, it's impulsive. You know, it's just not a good idea if you're a politician to do that.
Right.
He was excited. He made an impulsive decision.
Right.
I mean, he was also not paying attention because he tweeted it straight to his feed instead of like a direct message.
Yeah.
So he managed to do two、
both?
Of these at once.
そうだね。
Yeah. And then overestimating your own abilities. An example given of that is there's a mascot for a hockey team.
Okay.
And they had like some celebration thing. So there's like this little wall, this flaming wall, this little wall of fire.
Okay.
And he's in this mascot suit and he runs and he tries to jump over the flaming wall.
Okay.
And he catches on fire.
Right.
And they had to put him out.
That sucks.So that's...
Just not under... Just completely...
Is that number one?
Yeah, because
he
failed to understand the situation that you can't jump through fire in a mascot suit.
ガチャピンぐらいにならないとできないよね、それは。
Yeah.
ガチャピンは何でもできるからね。
Yeah.
1個目みたいな問題はない。
They've done stuff like that, yeah.
Oh, he's done everything. Like underwater, skydiving, you know. Just all the stuntmen.Stuntman stuff. Yeah.
Mm. So another...
Anthony Weiner, 久しぶりに聞いたね、なんか。
Yeah.
でもさ、それぐらいしかないってこと、最近ないってことかな、そういうスキャンダルが。
No, all the time. All the time. I mean...
これが有名ってだけ。
The impulsive thing is most common in political situations. Or I guess political scandals tend to be the most impulsive.
Right.
Because someone will just do something.
Or say something.
Because they're so used to planning everything in politics, I feel like. But, you know, it's like Howard Dean and he's like, yeah, on stage. You don't know that?
What?
Or, you don't know, isn't it Howard Dean? Isn't that his name? But he was giving this speech.
Yeah.
And he was like, we're going to go to Washington and we're going to go to...Florida, we're gonna go to Kansas, and we're gonna New Mexico, and then we're gonna take back the White House. And he's like, "Yeah!" and he screams on the stage, and it ended his career. it was over. Dave Chappelle like made fun of him, and it was over. He's done. No one's seen him since.
Wow, that's so sad.
You don't know about that?
No.
Oh,
it's crazy
huge.
That this guy lost his job overnight, and Trump is still like.
Well, he just
going.
Got, he was so in the moment. He was just, you know, I'm going to go for it.
You know. Wow.
He was seriously like, yeah. Just, he threw his fist in the air. Like, it was bizarre. Everyone was sort of with him up to, up until that point, and as soon as he did the bya thing, everyone was like, all right, you're a little bit too...
too much.
Yeah, this guy's a loose cannon.
でもかわいそうだね。それで、それだけ、でもそれだけじゃないってことでしょ?
Yeah. Well, no, that was the main thing.
Really?
I think so.
That is the stupidest thing.
I know.
It's a great example.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a stupid mistake, though. I guess it's a mistake. Well, it was a mistake
in
the end.
It's just impulsive. But, you know, he wasn't in control. He got a little bit carried away.
He got too excited.
It's a great video.
Oh, kawaiso.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite political
okay.
little situations.
Okay. ほらの超のんびりしてるじゃん。うん。お茶飲む。
次。A study published in the journal Psychosis, conducted by researchers at New York University's Department of Psychology, analyzed the link between people's inner reading voice and auditory hallucinations. While hearing voices is generally considered taboo and related to psychological problems, more than 80% of the subjects involved indicated that they do hear a reading voice, with only 11% saying that they did not. The survey revealed that the way people hear this voice is varied, with some hearing their own voice in their head, and others hearing a range of characters or even the voices of specific people.
学会誌 Journal Psychosis に掲載されたニューヨーク大学の研究で、80% 以上の人が何かを読むときに読んでいる声が頭の中で聞こえていることが分かりました。声が聞こえないと答えたのはわずか 11% でした。自分の声が聞こえる人もいれば、キャラクターの声や特定の人物の声で聞こえるなど、聞こえ方は様々でした。サイコーシスだからさ、あれだよね。こう頭の中で声がするとか言って言うと、だいたいちょっとおかしい人みたいだけど、それは 80% 以上の人の中で日常的に起きているっていう。
Yeah.
ある意味。
Well...If you talk about hearing voices, then I think maybe people should be questioning your sanity. I mean, people do hear voices when they're reading, but to actually hear voices that are confusing to you.
Right, right. Well, yeah, that's totally different.
You know,
but
I'm not even reading anything, but there's someone speaking and it's not me. Like that.
Right.
I think, you know,
yeah,
that might be.
But still, you know, like hearing voices in your head sounds kind of.Crazy,
yeah, it
you does. Know, but I guess it's not. I mean, it happens to me too. 考えたら.
What does your internal reading voice sound like?
自分の声かな。あ、うん、あのね、日本語で読んでるとほとんど声は聞こえない。
Really?
うん。漢字があるから、ファーってこう右脳で読んでるっていうかさ。
Mm.
もうパッて目に入ったイメージで意味がわかるじゃない感じって。
If you're not hearing a voice, is it more, do you visualize something? Do you see what you sort of, some people say that they, when they read,
kind of.
They don't hear a voice, but they see, there's like a visual of the sentences in their mind, I guess.
I do get visuals of the view though, that's described in the book.So someone's face or...
Yeah, well, I think that part's...
ちょうど今読んでる本に出てくる男の人のことを私はあのジャムスティックの高井さんの顔になってる勝手に。なんか選んだわけじゃなくて、
yeah.
ないそういうの。なんかちょっと雰囲気的に、別にそんな中身が似てるとかでもなかったりとか。
That sort of happens when a movie comes out for a book.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what that person looks like
それそれ
in my head.
そうそう。
Which isn't really something that makes sense to complain about, but
I guess.
But
yeah.
it's like how is my impression of what I read so different?
そうだね。
This isn't the character that I know from the book.
そうね。まあそれがでも自分だけじゃなくて大量の人が言ってるとやっぱり本の説明とはかけ離れてるっていうことになるんだろうね。
Yeah.
それは。そう。あとね、そあの最近イギリスの小説を読んで。Mm.そうすると出てくる言葉とか全部イギリスじゃん、
right.
だからなんていうの英語なんだけどイギリスだっていうことはすごく意識して読んじゃうせいであの、mm. セリフとかもイギリス英語っ 風の感じになって聞こえてる。自分の中で。
Yeah, I guess I think maybe I have some of that too. Because when you're reading something that's written in British English, the you know the S's instead of the Z's and that sort of thing.
そうだから常に違いを突きつけられてるじゃん。これはイギリス人が書いたものだよっていう。
Yeah, well the voice inside my head can't really say, I don't know.
Y'all.
Advertisement with an American
right.
accent.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't
really, それ
doesn't really work.
そうなの。なんか頭の中の声も advertisement じゃなくて advertisement って言ってる感じ。
Yeah, accents are weird. The idea that your internal voice could have an accent.
Yeah.
Like when a British person looks outside and they hear this little voice in their head like, oh, it's raining outside or, you know, some,
yeah.
It's like, does it sound like it? I guess it sounds like that.
Yeah. そうだね。
Do you get that? Like you look outside and your brain will comment on the weather.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I guess.
Like your brain will talk about the weather. Like talking about the weather is like, it's a...What would you say? It's super common for people that don't have something to talk about to talk
yeah.
about the weather.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting that when you're by yourself and that you're...
you talk to yourself or your brain...
Why the weather? Maybe there's a natural impulse to just comment on the weather. Or because we're human beings and the weather used to be such a huge part of our life and survival
right.
and our adaptation...being able to read the weather. Like we used to have a really intimate relationship with the weather, right?
Yeah.
And now we kind of joke how like, you know, when there's nothing to talk about, you talk about the weather, but maybe it's more meaningful than that.
So when you do that to your brain or with your brain, it's never in British English? Is it always your voice?
Yeah, I think so. If, why would it be in British English?
I don't know, because it could be anything, right? It could basically be anything, because it's in your head. あのさ、何ヶ月か前にツイッターですごいバイラルになっ、ツイッターから始まってめちゃくちゃバイラルになって今度映画化されるあのなんか黒人の女の子でストリッパーとかやってるこのなんか一夜のフロリダでの怖い出来事の話みたいなの知ってる？
No.
It involves like strippers and prostitutes and drugs. And she basically, I can't talk today. She basically tweeted that whole story, like series of tweets. And
okay.
It's in this 口調、その黒人の女の子っぽい口調なの全部が。で、セリフとかも全部もう口調のまま。でそれをねうちの夫にこんな面白い話があったんだよもうこれ絶対読んでって言って、
yeah.
あの読んでほしいからちょっと読んであげるよって言って彼がご飯食べてる時かなんかに読んでるんだけど普通の読み方じゃ面白くないから自分が思うこういう喋り方みたいなさ、
right.
やるじゃん、yeah. I love that by the way maybe like maybe in the States like people who are super sensitive maybe they call it racism or anything、
yeah.
but it's more likeyou know, 関西弁真似したりとかさ because you think it's cute or like 博多弁とか
Yeah,
it's
I don't think
same thing.
I don't think
I
there's anything、it. I don't think there's anything wrong with talking black. I
yeah,
think there's nothing、
awesome.
wrong with it at all. I mean, who am I to decide?
Yeah.
However, like I think it's cool. I think, you know, it's a positive
thing. Yeah, it's
super
cool. I know,
and
right?
And it's actually like old, racist, conservativepossibly white people that don't want, you know, their friends or don't want their children to talk like they're black.
Right.
They're the ones that are discouraging that sort of thing.
Like, I've been watching The Wire and, you know, I watch, I don't know, whatever shows with a lot of black people. And I now, like, I totally, mostly, I understand what they say.
Yeah.
Like in The Wire. Because, like, at the beginning, I was like, oh, like, I'm so not used to it. Like, walk on that, you know?
The Wire could be a class. Like, if you watch that show, you'll learn a lot about
yeah.
the way
yeah, and now
talk.
I'm used to it. I had to use the English subtitles to understand what people were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, And I just love it. So I was kind of like imitating that to read these tweets. And my husband was laughing because I'm not that good, I guess. But この間インスタグラムに載せたビデオとかもそうだけどさ。Have you seen that? It's like this witness person who got out of the fire.
Yeah.
I was like, uh-huh. I don't know. It's so different. Their vibes are different. Like, you know, I feel like they're more chill. And then more like 表現力が違うじゃん。I don't know if that's... I guess... Is that what you learned? It's not innate or anything though, right?
Well, it's just an accent. You know, it's just their...
Yeah, not colloquial. Just the accent though, but like how... You know,
it comes with the body language. It comes with like pitch.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of high pitched talking.
Yeah.
I
love that.
I don't know. I guess you could call it soul or whatever. But you know, it's not like all black people talk that way. Or,
right. Right. Of course.
Or all you know, people make fun of the way. That like a Japanese accent on English sounds,
right, right,
or just the way white people talk.
なんかさ、それで言うとさ、ストリンガーいるじゃん。
うん。
日本だと多分パシフィックリムのあの菊池凛子のお父さん役だった黒人の人。
うん、
なんか I recently read that that guy was in the list of the next James Bond.And then the original writer of James Bond series said something like, oh, he's too street or something.
Yeah.
And that instantly got me so mad. I don't know why. But I really love that guy. So I was just like, huh? 何言ってんの?みたいな。
Yeah.
Instant, もう激おこだった。
Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a rapper.
And he's British.
Yeah,
right?
He's a British rapper.
It's like, how is he too street? He could be so dapper. He was even dapper in The Wire.
Mm.
No one is dapper in The Wire. Except for him. So I'm just like, what the fuck? Anyway. 何の話?マミの怒り浸透話今の。
Here's a mind-blowing fact. People that are born deaf... When their inner voice is actually sign language. They have a visualization of sign language in their head. They see the
right.
hand movements in their head.
Now,
I don't know if all of them do, but typically people that are born deaf will have, instead of a voice in their head that they hear, quotations, they have...A visualization of the language in sign language.
面白いね。
Which is interesting because it might imply something about the way that language limits your thought.
Hmm.
If your inner voice can only go through language...Has to be words. Are your thoughts somehow limited by the language that we use?
Right. Well,
if you have an idea and you can't express it in language, odds are you will forget it.
Right.
Whatever
it is. It's complicated though because it's not everyone who hears voices, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or to me, with me, you know, like...I can't hear anything when I'm reading Japanese.
In English, you do?
Yeah.
Does it sound like your voice in English?
Yeah, except when it has like strong accents or I know that this person is from England. Or
Does it sound exactly like your voice in English or is there a difference?
I can only tell that it's female.
My voice when I'm reading is my voice except...If you took all the bass out. Which is weird.
だからもうちょっとふわふわしてるってことだよね。
My inner voice in my head has no bass. It's like the stock Apple earphones.
Right. right. 確かにね、頭の中で重低音してたら それはそれで annoying そうだけど。
Can you imagine low frequency sounds in your head? It's kind of hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can like you can hear higher pitched melodies and things in your head, you know, songs. But to really hear low pitched vibrations in your inner voice is kind of difficult, I feel like.
Yeah. なんでだろうね。どっちも自分でプロデュースしてるのにね、口で。
Yeah. And you have no problem hearing those frequencies.
Yeah.なんだろうね、音声学みたいなのやってる人は誰かいたら連絡ください。
I was reading comments about this study, and a lot of people say that they have these intrusive thoughts.
Okay.
Like their inner voice will say something that surprises themselves. Like they'll be driving along a bridge or something, they'll be like,You know, the voice in their head will be like, what if you just drive off this bridge?
Right.
And then your reaction to your inner voice happens and you're like, whoa.
Right, right.
Like you walk up to the edge of like a cliff or something. It's like, what if I just jumped?
Yeah.
But the voice in your head says something like that. And
right,
then
right,
you
right.
like react.
right, right. I've read about that actually for domestic abuse case for mothers.
Hmm.
And...her babies、その自分に余裕がなくなってきちゃうとお母さんとかで赤ちゃんの面倒ずっと一人で見てたりとかして、うん、そうすると例えばその赤ちゃんの首絞めたらどうなるかなとか実際やる気は全然ないんだよ、
yeah.
もう赤ちゃんのこと一番大事に思ってるんだからその人がなんだけどそういうアイディアが浮かんじゃうみたいなそれであ自分ってなんでこんなこと考えて悪い母親なんだみたいに責めるらしいんだけど、mm-hmm. 結局それはあのディフェンスメカニズムみたいななんかそのあまりにもストレスだからそれの元となるものをエリミネイトして、
mm-hmm.
自分を守らなきゃいけないっていうディフェンスメカニズムから来ちゃ本能的に来てるものであって別にその人が実際にそれをやるとかやりたいとかっていうのとはあんまり関係ないみたいな
I think that inner voice, that, you know, these thoughts that come up that way, the intrusive thought, those thoughts are, because you're not conscious, they're acted out in your dreams. So in your dreams, you'll just suddenly do something fucked up, and
right.
you kind of, you know, it's like, it, I feel like it comes from that same place that this intrusive thought sort of comes from.
Yeah.I always do stuff that I would never do in my dreams.
And you wake up in your dream and you have the same reaction as you would have to that sort of an intrusive thought. Like, why did I do that in my dream?
確かに、確かに。
Why is this in my head, you know?
Like, recently I've been hitting my husband's head with bottles. Like,
bottles.
He'll cheat on me, yeah.
Glass bottles?
Yeah, like wine bottles
or
something.
Not petto.
No, okay. no.Like, he'll cheat on me or do something horrible, and then I'll, like, either punch him or hit him with an object, like a bottle. And this is recurring.
Huh.
Recently. 最近のヒットっていうか、流行り。
Well, why is he doing such terrible things in your dreams?
I have no idea. Because I'm not worried about it when I'm conscious, you know.
So, when you're conscious, do you think...if something bad happened in your relationship, you might have the intrusive thought to hit him with a bottle. You wouldn't maybe. Do it, but maybe,
maybe
that thought is there.
でも実際に考えたらやんないじゃん。浮気したんだって言ってボトルで顔殴るって相当やばいよ。
In your dream, you don't have a chance to think it through. It's the,
そうなの、そうそう。考えてないでやっちゃうから。
Number two, reason number two for doing stupid
yeah.
things is...that knob's turned up to 11 in your dreams.
Yeah. And then, 夢の中でさ、ちゃんと歩けないのと一緒で、ちゃんとパンチもできないのね。
Mm-hmm.
なんか全部の力込めて殴ったはずなのに、ちょっとほっぺギッて押しただけで終わるみたいな。
Yeah.
So it's really, really frustrating because I'm so mad in my dream.
The bottle works? Does it break when you hit him? Or...
Yeah, it does break. And he doesn't really get that much damage, like whatever I do.
Huh.
So it's just me like freaking out and acting out and going crazy and crying and stuff and he's like all cool.
So he's pretty strong in your dreams.
Or I'm not giving him much damage.
But if you hit him hard enough to break the bottle, That's pretty hard.
But in the dream, it looks like the bottle is kind of
weak.
Yeah.
They're cheap.
Like, I'm never surprised that it
cheap
didn't
bottles.
Work. Maybe. Maybe. But I'm never surprised in my dream that, you know, oh my God, like, why didn't it work or anything? I'm just like, oh. Hmm. You know? And he's all, like, good.
Maybe, like, maybe we should have, like, easily breakable, like, safe bottles.
Yeah.
That you can break on your husband's heads. And it, like, won't actually hurt them, but you can just kind of...
And then you're going to pick the pieces up later.
I don't know.
Alone, into a plastic bag.
It's a serious thing. You shouldn't be abusing anyone in your dreams.
It's not my choice, okay? You're making it sound like I'm a crazy person.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, one more thing. Actually, speed readers suppress the inner voice. People that speed read, like reading really fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you have an inner voice when you're reading, that voice cannot possibly keep up with the speed that you're reading.
I have to fight it often when I'm reading in English and I have to read it fast.
Yeah.
I have to like consciously turn it off because sometimes I realize that I'm hearing my own voice and mm-hmm. obviously it takes more time than just reading it through.
Yeah, professional. So. Well, I don't know about professional, but
people
who speed read say that this is one thing that you have to do to be able to pull it off, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. But also obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
NASA scientist Philip Lubin claims to have conceived of a scalable photonic propulsion system based on current technology capable of sending a 100-kilogram spacecraft to Mars within 3 days. Using the technology currently employed by NASA, which is combustion rockets, a trip to Mars is estimated to take around 5 months. The photonic propulsion system would use the momentum of photons against a sail to accelerate a craft through space, much like a solar sail, except using lasers that are presumably based on or around the Earth. Furthermore, the lasers would be capable of accelerating the craft to speeds approaching the speed of light, given that there are no chemical limitations involved, as there are with combustion. According to Lubin, in the 10 minutes required for the space launch system to get into orbit, the photonic propulsion system could accelerate a craft to 30% the speed of light, or 324 million kilometers per hour, while using the same amount of energy, which is about 100 gigawatts. He writes the following in his paper: "The human factor of exploring the nearest stars and exoplanets would be a profound voyage for humanity, one whose non-scientific implications would be enormous. It is time to begin this inevitable journey beyond our home." Lubin has since received a proof-of-concept grant from NASA and is in the process of producing a prototype.
NASA の科学者フィリップ・ルービン氏が既存の技術のもとに100キログラムの宇宙船をたった3日で火星に送れるスケーラブルな光子加速システムを発見したと発表しました。現在の燃焼式では火星に物を送るのに5ヶ月かかります。光子加速では地球または地球の周りからレーザーで発射する光の圧力で宇宙船を加速させます。この方法だと燃焼式のように化学物質への影響の懸念もなく、光の速さに近いスピードで宇宙船を動かすことが可能です。ルービン氏によると、SLS が軌道に乗るために必要な10分間の間に、光子加速システムで光の速さの 30% の速度で宇宙船を動かすことができ、つまりそれは時速3億2400万キロに及びます。そしてかかるエネルギーは従来の方式と同じ100ギガワットで済みます。彼は論文に以下のように示しています。太陽系の他の惑星や系外惑星を人間が直接行って調査すれば、それは人類が大規模な旅を成功させたことを意味します。そして人間が自ら火星に行ったからこそ得られる非科学的なフィードバックは多大なものとなるでしょう。今こそ家を出てこの旅路に着く時です。この発見を受け、ルービン氏は NASA よりプロトタイプ作成の予算を与えられ、現在作成を進めています。3日だよ。
Mm-hmm.
どういうこと?
Supposedly. I mean, he hasn't, there hasn't been a, a solid prototype made or...
Right.
I mean, he was given the grant by NASA, but a lot of people are quite skeptical of his claims.
Okay. あの、オデッセイ、マーシャン、マットデーモンのさ、見てさ、あ、すごい。まあ、ちょっと未来の話だけど、もちろん火星に行ってるわけだから。でも、あ、すごい、なんか、ほんと、何百年後とかじゃなくて、結構近い将来にこういうことが起きるのかなって思って見てたけど、それよりかなり進んじゃってるもんね、3日だったら。
Well, we went to the moon so long ago, you know, in the 60s, so...
3 days. だいたい時速3億2400万キロっていうのがさ、書いてて私笑ったもん。
Mm. Well, yeah, 30% the speed of light is pretty fast. I mean, light
so
is super fast.
Fast.
The speed of light is 1.08 billion kilometers per hour.
Right. It's so out of my head.
So the distance between the Earth and the Sun, it covers 173 of those per day. Light does.
Right. So cool.
Right now, the fastest we can go is maybe like 2 or 3% the speed of light.
Okay. もう10倍ってこと?
Yeah, or more. I mean, there's no limit, really. Because you can just keep accelerating. There are certain limitations. One is called beam cohesion.
Okay.
So they want to use a laser, right? So when you want to shoot photons in a really specific place, that's a laser. So over distance, the beam tends to spread out a little bit.
Right.
The photons don't remain in their
right, you know, right. path.
single line. They kind right. of spread out. So as the craft becomes further, moves further and further away, it's more and more challenging to maintain that beam cohesion.
Right.
And if the photons start to spread out and hit other parts of the craft or not be concentrated on the sail, then that would be an issue.
Right.
But we haven't built a laser like this yet. So it's kind of the technology used at a particle accelerator. We need to build a huge laser that is capable of utilizing an enormous amount of energy.
Right. This sounds crazy.
Like 100 gigawatts isn't that crazy in a fuel form, but 100 gigawatts of laser is insane. That's okay. A lot of laser.
Okay. まあ、宇宙船動かすぐらいだもんね。I can't even imagine, but...
Well, the lighter we can make a spacecraft, the faster we could make it go, the more it would accelerate with a laser.
Right.
So we can make very lightweight, very thin, just super flimsy spacecraft with just sensors and stuff on there.
Right.
Just make it as light as possible. And we would be able to accelerate those pretty effectively with a laser.
Right.
But, you know, you have the... How do we get it back? How does it come back? That's an issue, too. They would probably have to be disposable. So we would send it over there with a laser, you know, to Alpha Centauri or something.
Yeah.
But it's not coming back.
Right.
I mean, maybe... Well, I mean, I guess you don't need it back. It can just send the data.
Yeah.
So.
And if you can, send more stuff, excuse me.
どうしたの?
分かんない。急に出なくなった。もう限界かな。寒いからもう限界。そう、でもさ、だから3日で遅れるってなればさ、全然話が違うもんね。物資とか人が行った後もさ、
Mm. Well, if you're sending people, I think, I don't know, I think it would take longer than that.
Right. But 人が行った後にさ、だって、しあさってに到着するよみたいなことでしょ?
Mm.
しあさってまでにもっとご飯がもらえるみたいな。
Well, if we put one of these lasers, in, in orbit around Earth, for example, and then put another laser on Mars,
yeah,
or in orbit around Mars, then you can avoid the atmosphere interference problem.
Right.
And then you can send things back and forth pretty effectively, I think. You can't really use the gravitational slingshot, I don't think, because if you're moving that fast, you're just gonna go right past right past Mars.
Okay.
Maybe you could break using the opposite laser and then slingshot.
Hmm.
So like you would use the laser, the photonic propulsion to Mars, then use the Martian laser to slow the craft down.
Right.
Then you could slingshot, go somewhere else. I don't know.
That sounds crazy sci-fi.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy is pretty smart, and he's saying that we can do it with today's technology, and that it may even be economically feasible.
Okay.
At least in the long term.
You gotta watch The Martian.
I've seen The Martian.
You have seen it?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it.
Did you like it?
Haven't we talked about it before?
I don't think so. Maybe I said, like, don't tell me about it.
We've talked about Matt Damon a lot, for sure.
Who doesn't like Matt Damon, right?
Are we going to talk about Matt Damon?
No. No, we already have.
Yeah, so...
In Hawaii.
4.37 light years away is the closest star.
Right.
At light speed, it takes 4.37 years to get there, which isn't that long.
Right.
I mean, light speed's
pretty
fast. But if you're going 30% the speed of light, you know, it'll take 12 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 12 and 15 years. That's not that long.
Right.
And you can upgrade the laser anytime, and like maybe if the improvement of these lasers is predictable enough, you can launch the thing and partway through its journey. Well, it's further away now, right?
Yeah.
So we improve the beam cohesion problem as it's on its way.
Yeah.
And if we don't, then, you know, we just wait, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting idea. I don't think we can do the liquid rocket thing forever.
Hmm. すごいね。これできたらこの人すごいじゃん。
It would be so crazy if we sent something to Alpha Centauri. We could actually see another star up close. We've never done that. Stars have always been so far away.
Right.
They're always a point of light. You know, we can describe certain properties.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't understand a whole lot about our own sun, and it's right here. If we could observe another star up close,
right,
we would learn a lot more about stars in general.
So this is exciting. Do they have like a timeline or something for this prototype, or
I don't know.
Okay.
There's probably something. You know, NASA's not just gonna let them hang out on their on their cash.
Tax money だもんね。
One interesting thing that springs up is how we store and use energy. If we convert more and more things over to electric, we're not using oil, we're not using you know, if we just go full electric with everything,
yeah,
and we can produce clean electricity from alternative sources, then something like this is a lot more feasible.
Right. そうだね。
Because right now we don't even have the infrastructure. There's so many things that use enormous amounts of power.
Yeah.
Like the particle accelerators.
Right.
There's so many more applications like that we could do if we really solve the energy problem.
Right.
Solving the energy problem is not... I feel like people don't talk about it that much lately, but just finding a way to produce electricity. I mean, it's liquidity of energy.
Right.
Energy liquidity. You can't use oil for everything. We want electricity.
Yeah.
You know, it's the most diverse.
Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me. I saw 高井さんがさテレビに出てて、探検爆問に、
mm.
で、で出てましたよってツイッターでいろんな人に言われて全然知らなくて、
mm.
と思ったらあの再放送がありますって教えてくれた人がいたから見たの。そこで、mm. あのメタンハイドレートとかの話してた、やっぱり、
nice.
そのバジェットが何、それがリソースになるってなるともちろんバジェットもいっぱいつくんだけど、
うん、
そうするとリソースっていう目でしか見られない、
right.
から新しいものを発見したりっていうところにはなかなか結びつかない、
うん、
だからお金にはならないかもしれないけど、そういう目で見ないで科学的に見るっていうのがいかに重要なことかみたいな、
It's a topic that comes up、with like the NASA budget, for example.
Yeah.
And like space programs, people will say, you know, oh, it costs so much, you know, it costs so much money. Well, it doesn't really cost that much money. That's just compared to any, like, you know, defense or any other government
yeah.
expenditure. It's
yeah,
pretty
for sure.
modest. But what people are overlooking is the peripheral benefits of something like that.
Yeah.
It's just immeasurable. It's enormous. You know, the space race was...really a huge factor in the growth of America's economy.
Right.
Because, you know, they did the moon missions and stuff, and then those scientists went off and started all these other companies. There's so many, so much innovation has come from people that worked at NASA and had that experience and once,
right.
you know, tackled one of the craziest engineering problems ever, or probably the craziest engineering problem ever.
Mm.Yeah. そうですね。
うん。Yep.
お話終わりですか、今日は。
Yep.
なんか言わない、あ、そう、この間、ちゃんとあれできな、言えなかったけど、200回だったんだよね。
Yeah.
ちゃんと時間がなくて、超ラッシュ、それこそラッシュちゃったけど、そう、200回、多いのか少ないのか、よくわかんない。
Yeah, I don't know.
でも200回、ね、
it's comfy, I guess.
200回もやったんだみたいなのはあるけどね。
Yeah.
多分なんか50回目ですとかさ、わかんないけど、の時にこう誰かにさ、100回200回とか頑張ってくださいみたいなツイッターとかでよく言われて、
mm.
そんな先のことって思ったけど、
yeah.
もう意外と今年で4年目だもんね。3年ももうやってんだよ。
It's pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
I don't know. Is it maturing? I don't know. I don't feel like... What does that even mean? Maturing?
As a show, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we're still using more or less the same equipment.
Yeah.
And
this laptop's from 2011.
yeah.
We're
still using the same iPad.So, I don't know. でも人間としては成長してると思いたいよね。3年もあったんだから。
Yeah, that's yeah. It's not really about the equipment or
no. No. でもまだカミカミだしね。
That's true. That's true.
いい加減上手くなるよみたいな。でも、mm. 無理だよ。だってそんなの月に4回しかさ。やってないんだもん、うん、しかもこれ読むのなんてこんな一瞬で終わっちゃうじゃんっていう言い訳、yeah. っていう言い訳ね。
It's still hard reading. It's hard reading out loud.
練習してないから。
When do you read out loud? That's
そう
that's, You don't do that、
うん、
You don't do it.
だこの間のそのツイッターのあのBlack Stripper Girlの話やった時久しぶりだよ、うん、ファイリンガーニュース以外で人にものを読み聞かせるっていうさ、うん、Yeah, that was fun though.
Well, we got the word penis in this episode.
そうだね。
Mark that down.
そうだね。目標達成。あれだよね。先週撮った特別編をもうちょっと後だよね、出すの、多分。
Mm.
いや、なので楽しみにしていてください。またマイケルがあのウキウキしてるエピソードだから。
It gets deep.
いや超理系だよ。超もうマミついていってないもん。 理系のエピソードでした。すごい楽しかった。
Yeah. It might be confusing for some. It was confusing for me a little bit. But...
なんか本当に学校で物理とかちゃんと聞いとけばよかったって思ったもん。いつものことながら。Okay, so 文字起こしのテキストは Android、iPhone、Mac。iPhone だ。iOS。いつもなんて言ってたっけ ？Oh my god。
iOS。
iOS。Mac。でアプリで購入できますので文字起こしチェックしてみたい人はよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
月額450円だっけ、
うん、
420円、
違う、
240円、あ、倍にしちゃった。月額
240円。
本当だよ、一回ちょっと流れが途切れちゃうともうできないね、
うん、
月額240円、あの、はい、スタバより安い値段で読み放題、全エピソード読み放題っていうのをやってますので、はい、ぜひ興味ある人は見てみてください。あと、
T シャツ、
Amazon でファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー売っていますので、そちらもぜひチェックしてみてください。
LINE スタンプ、
あ、そうだ、マイケルが作った LINE スタンプ、
使いにくい
使いどころがわからないで有名の面白スタンプありますので、それもね。あと私のマイジャーナル、みんなマイジャーナル買ってくれた人に日記書いてるかな、ちゃんと忘れずに日記も書いてみてください。終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。